Remind everyone to turn their speaker off when they're not talking.
How'd you go, Councillor Clark?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. The motion was carried and a supplementary motion that we review this in 12 months.
That was also carried. Thank you. 9.6, so we'll keep moving, is the investment attraction policy. The purpose of this report is to endorse the Horsham Rural City Council investment attraction policy. Recommendation there, councillors.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Clark. Sorry, could you read it, please, Councillor Clark? Could you say that once more, please?
That Council endorses investment attraction policy.
Okay, we're almost losing you there, Councillor Clark. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Golvin. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Now we've lost you, Councillor Clark. There's an issue there, Councillor Clark. We can't hear you. I understand you're in the building. So we might just have to pause for a minute, I think. Could someone move that we suspend standing orders for a minute and see if we can get Councillor Clark sorted out? Moved by Councillor Power, second Golvin. All those in favour? Yes, that's carried. So we'll just have to pause the meeting there and we'll see if we can get you sorted out, Councillor Clark.
Okay, I just think this is a really strong policy to build our community and our economic base. And it states in the document that we creation, retention, and development of businesses and employment opportunities within this municipality. I think it's a really strong policy, and I think with this COVID situation coming out of it, this will be a vital policy for moving forward to support small business.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, who's seconded it?
Councillor Golvin.
Councillor Golvin.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I absolutely support what Councillor Clark has said. It's one of the best things we can probably be doing at the moment, investing in attracting people to our area. One of the things that I highlighted in the report and wrote needed in capitals was new jobs in the municipality. I think it's one of the most important things that we can be doing to assist our businesses at the moment and try and attract more people to the area and trying to get more jobs in our town after this disaster's happened. So just trying to pull through.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Golvin. Speakers against the motion? Are there any others? Councillor Robertson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hopefully happy to, in a way, support the motion, but my comment is that if you look on 4.2, the type and level of assistance we're talking about, is could really be described as addressing one-on-one issues with the prospective businesses rather than looking at the structural changes that we might need to make in this community. And just one example of that is the transport needs for Horsham. Whilst we have an urban transport plan and we clearly know we have to get trucks out of the CBD, that's way back on the back burner, not realistically even being discussed when it should be top of mind, especially for infrastructure support once we get past this COVID-19 scenario. So, Mr. Mayor, my encouragement is, and if there's some amendment to this, is that we broaden the scope of what we're actually looking at. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Robertson. Any other speakers for the motion? Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've actually got a question and I need probably an answer to my question clarified so I can form my position on the policy. This policy, investment attraction policy, is pretty much word for word with the previous policy, but it has a couple of new additions and I just need some clarity around that. I notice in the type and level of assistance as listed, it talks about a subsidy where the market price of land for development is less than the full cost recovery of development of the council land. I'm assuming that when council are negotiating with investors on an individual basis, that the decision to grant the investment attraction incentive will be made by resolution of council. It doesn't actually spell that out in the policy to me. So could one of the officers just clarify how that might, the procedure that might follow in that, please?
Yeah, maybe I can respond to that through you, Mr. Mayor. So no, that's a good point, Councillor Grimble. And I always thought that that will be the case, that we will bring to council a report, you know, once all the negotiations been done for a resolution. So that's the intent. You know, if you think we need to clarify that in the policy, we should do that. Okay, thank you, Councillor Grimble.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. That sort of enlightens me. I did assume that there would be a report and ultimately a resolution of council to provide that investment attraction incentive, which is sometimes quite critical to get that investment initiated in the first instance, that council need to provide some level of funding to make that investment so we can action the investment. The other question I had is the policy owner is linked to the investment attraction and growth manager, and I'm not sure who currently has that title, but I just wonder, given the significance of this policy, that it shouldn't be the policy owner be at a director level. So that's another question, which is a question and a comment, I suppose. So maybe a clarification on that to one of the officers.
Do you want to answer that or ask him? Yeah, again, through you, Mr. Mayor. So it suffice to say that any report which comes to council, you know, comes to other directors. So the directors would definitely, you know, would always be involved in any discussions, you know, with any potential developers. So I think, and that process works fine. I mean, we have numerous policies, you know, where managers are responsible officers. But as I said earlier, any reports which come to council, you know, they come by the directors. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just conclude in saying that I'm comfortable to support the investment attraction policy, the review of our previous policy with the additions, and just highlight the fact that Horsham's role as a regional city is important to the region, but we currently do have available land, industrial land, both at the WIF precinct and also in Horsham. And as we know, the most regionally significant industrial estate just south of Horsham is only 50% developed. So there's plenty of opportunity in those two locations, and indeed Burnt Creek Industrial Estate, to cater for business investment. And this policy will assist in negotiating our way through and attracting some businesses which might like to come to our region and start up and or even indeed relocate their business. Happy to support the policy.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. Thank you. Any other speakers? I'd just like to go back, pick up Councillor Goldwyn's point. This really is a create opportunities for the future. Unemployment is a real challenge, and anything that we can do to attract new businesses to come or relocate businesses to Horsham and to the Wimmera region can only be a good thing. And certainly working with the Wimmera Development Association and even with our neighbouring councils, we can see results of that. And so I'm happy to support tonight's policy and the work that's gone on behind it. I just wanted to say that, just put a bit of a word of encouragement for some of those businesses in Horsham at the moment that are doing well and who have been able to continue. And we paid a visit to Oscar Furniture a few weeks ago, and a young business that's been here for a little while now, but with young ideas, family business, dad and the two boys, opened a branch in Adelaide, looking at opening another branch up in Horsham. And it's important that the council has a role in supporting our businesses, and this is part of it. So happy to support that tonight. I'll now put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to the 9.7, which is the draft Wimmera Regional Library Corporation budget 21-20 and the five-year indicative budget. Now, the purpose of the report is to inform Council of the proposed 2021 budget for the Wimmera Regional Library Corporation, including Horsham Rural City Council's contribution to the library service, with a recommendation there.
Mr Mayor, I move that recommendation.
Moved by Councillor Clark. Would you like to read that, please?
Yes, that Council refer the proposed Wimmera Regional Library Corporation budget for 2020-21 to Council's budget process and advise the Wimmera Regional Library Corporation Board accordingly.
Good, thank you. Seconder, please. Seconded by Councillor Power. Thank you. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. The Library Corporation has had to completely restructure itself in the last 6 months because three of the members have withdrawn. So this is quite a new budget for us, but this is a formality, a process that we have to undertake every year.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Thanks, Mr Mayor. Look, I fully endorse what Councillor Clark has said. Very important for us and the library to keep on progressing. We are a regional centre and we really do need a really fine library. We have got one at the moment and we need to progress and make it even better. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers against the recommendation? Are there any other speakers? I'd just like to say that acknowledge the work that has happened in the last 12 months. It has been a transition time. The library is a municipal project that affects all the people in our municipality. And it's been good to sort of work, particularly with West Wimmera Shire and under the different model that's arrangements that's been put in place. And happy to support this indicative budget tonight. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. If I can just add a couple of comments before you take the vote, just on public record, express my disappointment, the fact that some of our neighbouring councils chose to withdraw from the corporation. And I know that's been very challenging to produce the budget that we see before us. So I'm pleased to see that we're still able to provide a service, but I want to note that it is with disappointment that we've had that good regional approach for our library services and our other neighbouring councillors have chose to withdraw to do their own arrangements. And I'll leave it at that, but I think that we've had some internal discussions about this as a group, but I wanted those comments noted publicly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. I'll put the motion now. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 9.8 is the bitumen supply contract 2021. The purpose of this report is to award a contract for the supply and delivery of a range of asphalt, bitumen, cold mix and bulk emulsion as required to support Council's road construction and maintenance program. The recommendation there, councillors, which has been moved by Councillor Golvin and seconded by Councillor Clark, thank you. Councillor Golvin.
Mr Mayor, the only part that really drew it out to me was it was the cheapest.
Councillor Golvin, Councillor Clark.
No comment, thank you.
Any speakers against the recommendation? Any other speakers? I think just worth mentioning the importance of our road making, that construction and maintenance the council does. It's great to be in a position to do that, have good equipment and good staff, and also it's important to have the right material. So happy to support the contract tonight. I'll put that now. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 9.9, provision of plant hire, contract 20003. The purpose of this report is to award a three-year contract for the hire of various plant items to support Council's operational program. And you can see the recommendation with the list there, councillors. which has been moved by Councillor Golvin. Thank you. And seconded by Councillor Koenig. Thank you. Councillor Golvin.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, would you like me to read out the recommendation?
Yes, if you could, please. Thank you.
Apologies for the last one. Recommendation that Council award contract 20/003 for the provision of plan hire to the following suppliers at the rates nominated in their tender submissions. PJM Earth Moving Horsham, Glover Earth Moving Longranong, K&J Baker Matoa, Dickerson Earth Moving Horsham, MF and JL Wilmore Horsham, DSM Equipment Horsham, and Porter Plant Cambrian Hill.
Thank you. Anything you'd like to say about that, Councillor Golvin?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the one thing that I placed on as I read through this was great to see local. So a lot of that is coming through either from the Wimmera region or majority is from Horsham. So I think that's a really nice thing to have.
Thank you. Councillor Koenig?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any speakers against the motion? Any other speakers? I'll just pick up on that comment too, Councillor Golvin, that list of local businesses there. I understand that the typical annual spend on plant hire is approximately $300,000. So this is a big commitment by our council into the local community, and that's a good thing to get behind. I'll put that now, all those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Okay, number 9.10, the Waste Collection Services Roadmap. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the recently released Victorian Government Waste Policy, Recycling Victoria, a New Economy, and a potential program to implement relevant actions from that new policy. The recommendation there, councillors?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Clark, could you read it for me, please?
The Council receive and note the recently revised Victorian Government's Recycling Victoria, a New Economy Waste Policy and the potential roadmap for its implementation.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question before Councillor Clark actually talks to the motion, please?
Yeah, I might just get a seconder, please. Councillor Golvin. Councillor Grimble's got a question.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. It would be advantageous to myself if we invite the Director of Infrastructure to make some comments to his report before we open it up to debate. I reckon that would be quite useful, please.
Happy for that, Councillor Clark. Mr. Martin.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I suppose with the delays to having a regular council meeting with the COVID-19 situation, the currency of this information has been lost a little bit, and I'd suggest that back in February that the government's new policy when released was front page news. Struggled to make the middle pages at the moment, but there is an exciting new policy that the government has released, and there's a few key elements here that this report to council brings to council's attention, and hopefully the community's attention as well too, Mr. Mayor. And key in those are the introduction of a planned 4-bin service, but also the container deposit scheme, which is something that's been lobbied for by this council and many others for quite some time. So there are obviously some exciting things in the years ahead for us. There is also some financial incentives / penalty for making some of these things happen. That's an increase to landfill levies, which is a challenge for us at the moment. The 4-bin policy, though, there's still a bit of uncertainty about how that will look within this municipality. And once we get a bit over some of the COVID-19 issues, Mr. Mayor, then we intend to reform a steering committee with some community members that we had in place a little while ago to guide us in terms of some proposals to council about what that 4-bin policy would look like. It's fair to say it might be different in urban areas compared to rural areas. So provision of the services in one way or another is the intention of that, but it, as I say, it may vary depending on where you live. It also may be a little while before some of it's in place. It's a fairly costly scheme to introduce additional bins and the additional services. Fortunately, the government's announced some funding to go with that. So we just need to balance together the time frame for when the funding's available and when we can practically implement some of these things. So it's not going to happen overnight, Mr. Mayor, but there are some significant changes coming with the, well, with the implementation of this new policy once all the details come to our attention.
Okay, good. Thank you. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Martin, for your comments. I think it's very exciting about the container deposit scheme, and the four bin idea is really great. Some places have said to me that they're not sure where they're going to put four bins when they don't have a big area around their place. It's all very exciting, but there are some real concerns, and some of the fees are a real concern about how that's going to impact on community members when they've got to get rid of their rubbish out at the transfer station. For example, one of the fees, $33 at the moment, and by 2022 and 23, it could go up to $62, which is a doubling of fees. So, you know, some of those things make it very, very difficult for communities. So we've just got to see how much this is going to cost, and the amount we have to pay to the EPA every year will go up dramatically. I know they've delayed that, but there are some real cost implications with this policy that we will all have to work through as we go forward, because it's a big change to a lot of what we do. So we'll have to watch this space and see how it unfolds as the committee that Mr. Martin's talking about start to help us work through these issues.
Good, thank you. Councillor Goulburn?
No, thank you.
Any speakers against the recommendation? Are there any other speakers? Councillor Gribble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, our waste services are probably one of the most expensive things we do, but it is a cost recovery process, so they're not attached to our rates. It's a user pay, and the amount we generate normally pays for the service provision. I wouldn't say that waste management is something that's really exciting, but it's actually something that is extremely necessary. In actual fact, if we weren't able to do our job for one single day, local government, if they weren't able to empty their bins in the CBD, we would shut our business environment down very, very quickly. It would be something like the impact on the COVID, and it just shows how important waste management is to us. So I'm happy to support the recommendation, but I do have a question which is completely left of field to Mr. Martin, and something that was brought to my attention only in the last couple of days, but probably something that our waste management people may or may not have considered. But it's been brought to my attention that the wind tower blades are indeed an item that need replacing, and they're not recyclable. And there's other parts around the world where they're ending up in landfill at the cost of local government. And I'm not sure through the tender process or discussion with some of the wind tower generation companies whether there was provision made for indeed how they might store these when they can't be, when they're out of service. So it's not a question that I expect an answer tonight, but unless Mr. Martin's got a comment, but it was brought to my attention and it did ring some alarm bells about that. So if Mr. Martin's got a comment, I'd like to hear it, but if he hasn't, I'll take my question on notice.
Just before we go to Mr. Martin, Councillor Goulburn's putting her hand up.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I do actually know the answer to that question, but I have a conflict of interest. So I would appreciate not being involved in the discussion.
Okay, that's all right. So if you want to disappear for a minute, Councillor Goulburn's, all right, and we'll give you a call when we're ready for you to come back. Mr. Martin.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to help much, Mr. Mayor, and I'd be intrigued to hear Councillor Goulburn's answer. So it's not something that's crossed the table yet, but I'm sure it will at some stage.
Okay, all right. Okay. So we'll give Councillor Goulburn a ring.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to share the article that has been forwarded on to me to Mr. Martin and the other councillors, and it shows an issue that maybe we need to be prepared for, maybe we don't, I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I would assure Councillor Grimble that there will be charges associated with the disposal of any such equipment at the landfill, and they will cover the costs of that disposal.
Yeah. Here we go. Just for the community's interest, sorry, Councillor Robinson, you had your hand up.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I just I understand the government's bucket of money for landfill levy charges has something like $750 million in it. Mr. Martin might be across the fear, but I believe it's quite substantial. And I just wonder if there can't be some support and relief out of that to overcome our.
You can come back in.
Waste.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Robinson. Mr. Martin, did you want to comment on that?
Sorry, I hadn't finished.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor. And the other thing I think is worth noting that it is correct that the fees that they basically double between now and next year and 2022-23. And it's just a very rapid rise in cost over a very short period of time. And concerning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I don't look. It's indicated in the report some $300 million of funding is going to be provided by the government for implementation of this policy. I think the number is $129 million to local government off the top of my head. So that is certainly partly going to be funded by those reserves that Councillor Robinson indicated too. Those reserves will grow quickly though with the new fees. It is worth acknowledging that with the COVID-19 situation, the state government has deferred the commencement of those landfill levy increases compared to its original intention to start them from the 1st of July. So that is some grace, at least with the deferral that commits to that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, good, thank you. Are there any other speakers? Mr. Martin, I had two questions. One related to the bin size. So in the discussions you've, or the commentary you've heard so far, do you think there'll be opportunities for people to have smaller bins if they choose to? That's the first question. And the second question is, do you think there will be opportunities for perhaps Horsham to develop a recycling centre again one day?
In relation to the first question, Mr. Mayor, Council already does offer smaller bin services, so people have the option of a 240 litre or 120 litre bin. Currently, we only generally make available the 240 litre recycling bins. So I'm sure we could make smaller ones available as well. In relation to encouraging recycling occurring locally, some industry to occur locally, I am aware of, perhaps not necessarily local, but in the region, the broader region, a company that does collect our recycling material. I believe that they're exploring the option of doing some recycling, and I certainly strongly encourage some regional activity in that regard. But there's other opportunities as well too, Mr. Mayor, that the policy talks about a green waste collection service, which this council doesn't have yet. But if we have that material collected, it will need to be processed. And I'm aware of some local interest in developing some compost capacity. But the government's funding, this $300 million in total, a large part of that is, in fact, to encourage industry to have the capacity to handle some of these materials and create markets for them as well too. So there's some positive signs there as well, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Martin. There may well be a nexus with our new investment policy, perhaps maybe there. Okay, before I put the vote, any other speakers? I'll put the motion now. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Okay, we move now to item 10, which is councillor reports and acknowledgements. Can I have someone please move if we suspend standing orders? Moved by Councillor Koenig, seconded by Councillor Golden. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. Reports, so could someone please move that we receive those reports, which is Councillor Koenig and Councillor Golden. Once again, all those in favour? Against, that's carried. Thank you. There's no urgent business listed for tonight. There's no petitions or joint letters. Number 13 is procedural business. Assemblies of councillors, sealings of documents, and inward correspondence. Council committee minutes. There's a recommendation there, councillors. And if someone would like to move that, that'd be good. And read it out for me, Councillor Clark.
council receive and note agenda items 13.1 assembly of councillors, record of meetings 13.2 sealing of documents 13.3 inward correspondence 13.4 council committee minutes.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Seconder, please. Councillor Goulburn, Councillor Clark. No, Councillor Goulburn. Any speakers? Okay, I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Yes, that's carried. Okay. Right. Can someone please move that the resolutions... Page. Sorry. That's the wrong page. This is the right page. Okay, item 15. There are confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. And this will be the conclusion of the live stream broadcast. Thank you. Right.